You know, I love the new game is the Immaculate Grid. I'm just having difficulty with Cubs, who also played for Washington or Miami, or Angels that also played.
Starlin Castro?
Yeah.
For a Cub, Marlin?
Can you guess my... I had a Met National. A Met who also played for Washington. Jake. And he used to work for the Ticket.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Because I met him when he was a Met. Mike Bassick, former intern.
Got it.
Anyway. So, I love these once a day game things. You know, I mean, everyone knows, Jake. If you know me for 5 minutes, you know I do Wordle in the morning. I know you look down upon me for this, but you do have to admit there's many millions of people that are just like me. You're the outlier,
I
think.
No, see, I think you're...
The outlier is the guy who doesn't play games on their phone.
You're heavily projecting here because I don't look down on you at all.
You're shaking your head and you just look like you have disgusting...
I just don't want any part of it.
Okay, well, that's okay, but I don't look down on you.
You do what you want, man. That's what I'm about. Cut it off if you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
So, because of Wordle, Ty's not here?
Oh.
Yeah. No Ty. Thanks, Sam.
This guy in his vacation.
Who is this guy? Kevin Landrum works on the weekends.
Kevin Landrum. No, not Kevin Landrum. Baldy.
Hi, Baldy.
Who's the one that wears Stars gear every time?
That's Baldy. That's me.
All right.
I have a Stars hat on right now.
That's they say
right.
That's the only way to tell you two apart.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt at all.
Like DNA has them as 99.99, right. Yeah, like they're the exactly
Terminators
the same person.
Looking over.
Like, the only way to tell.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Wordle's fun. Ham, many years ago, introduced us to Hurdle, where you get to listen to a little second of a song and then try to identify it. What fun that is.
Looking down on him.
And then Blake came up with another brilliant idea, Turtle, which is Ticket Hurdle. So he'll play a tiny bit of something that happened on the ticket in the past, and you need to guess. Let's play today's Ticket Hurdle.
I had to go a little deeper because you guys were complaining about how easy this game was yesterday.
Well, Jake will complain on you. I'm kind of the
here it is
easy
again. Would you like another clue?
I think we need another clue.
I'm probably going to have to go. Yeah, give me another.
This is
Gabby Urinator. This is Skull Lip Dip.
What are you talking about? What kind
of... Oh, son of a B.
What is it?
This
son
is...
Son of a bitch.
It's a 1920s reporter guy. That's him talking, him being Gribble, talking to Nate.
Nate who?
The PR guy.
Okay, play the whole thing.
Our power play late in the game let us down, and I thought our first 8 or 9 minutes we weren't very strong beginning of the game. Other than that, played pretty good after that.
Nate didn't work for Gretzky, did
start of the game was not great, and okay. The... late power plays were horrible, and so we have to dress it and be ready to play on Thursday.
Champ, how do you think the Zebras called the show? Do you think they are the cats meow, or did they give your boys the business?
What?
I mean, any updates on that?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? What kind of question is that?
Just ask them about the officials.
Cats meow?
Yeah, did they do a good job?
You got to ask the right question. Sorry. Sorry, no. You got to ask a proper question.
Oh.
It's not your proper question.
I was just asking how he thought the officials called the game. Whether
say
they did
say that then.
How the officials call a game.
Oh.
I don't know what that was. So see you later.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, so what that, that is,
yeah.
For those who don't know, that's 1920s reporter guy. It's one of the great bits ever on the ticket. It's where Tom Gribble, who used to work at the ticket, would go up to very famous people, or maybe it would be in a press conference setting, and just use a 1920s reporter guy voice, and then just ask a normal sports question about the game or whatever, And for some reason, some media handlers, PR people, had a huge, huge problem with it. And look here, joining us now is Tom Griggs.
Griggs.
Hello. Hello, Henzel.
Author. Whoa. Sound like a guy who got up real early today. You did text us at like 4:50.
I did. Good morning.
See, well, I knew that was a hockey confrontation, but I did confuse Ovi and the great one.
I was dragging a little bit walking in here, but then when I saw Tom had a sandwich that had integrity, it made me feel better.
My sandwich just fell apart.
Okay. Oh, the Maple Deli.
We're mixing so many bits here now. But Tom, let's just focus on the one. 1920s reporter guy, one of the great bits of all time. I was with you when you did your first one.
That was the first one we played it. That was with Gretzky.
That's right.
Got pulled out of the press gangbang.
I remember you preparing, reading it over and over, telling me to look at the script, and making notes, and you're like, all right, I'm going to do that after this game. And the problem that you created for yourself there was you raised the bar way too high. Your first victim of 1920s reporter guy is Wayne Gretzky.
Legend.
So now you can't go get Tide Delandria after that, right? You just
right.
You have to. Oh wow, a huge name. Nothing else would impress us. So now you have to go after Ovechkin, Tom Brady, Belichick. You could only go after greats because doing it to a spare is nothing. Who would care?
So, many people have suggested, hey, why don't you get this person? Why'd you get that? They're very gettable. Like, yeah, but no one would care.
I also just love the portion of the creative process that is, let's have Dan review this, as if he's going to be, like, a little too extreme.
Oh, nice. I've been asked for help before, and I think it's probably just to enable them.
Sure.
Right? Like, Blake, can we play this in the open? Yeah, I absolutely think we can.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason Tom is here. Ooh, I need the mini.
Get the mini plug.
That's right.
Ham.
It's nice. Not him.
Look, I'm like Hendrix. I can play this.
Just plug it in, please.
Oh, I was gonna play it in my face.
Oh my God.
I wonder if it sounds different if I rub it on different parts of my body.
Nothing's changed. It's awesome.
Tom now is still, in his words, unfortunately, a member of the Cumulus Nation.
Not my words at all.
And
a Cumulus Station.
Tom Gribble denies that comment. And he works now for our country music sister, KSCS. As part of the Hawkeye and Mishrod in the Morning show. Is that what we call it?
Yeah, Hawkeye in the Morning, but Hawkeye and Michelle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For sure.
And yep. You.
And me.
And Tom.
Parenthetically. Yes, and Tom.
Is the Second Date Update, that's their signature bit, right?
Yeah, it's big time. Mm-hmm.
Like, is it hard to do? It feels like that would be hard to get one every day.
Yeah.
The ladies at my barbershop love Second Date Update.
Yeah, we do too. Yeah.
It's a very good bit.
Yeah. It's extremely hard. Yeah. You gotta make your way through a whole bunch of dates that are not up to standard and people who don't want to cooperate.
You don't just put them all on air, you're saying?
You actually have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just the biz though, Dan.
Yeah, you understand. You don't put every homer call out there.
That's right.
Not every play-by-play call gets into homer call.
These days, anything we do gets on the air. We have so much, so little.
Everything.
So Tom did a new...
That's what they look at. Everything.
Tom did a new 1920s reporter guy. So you've taken this over to whatever, KSCS.
Oh,
they don't have like a, they're not called the Wolf. I need like
new,
an animal or else I can't.
New Country.
New
ABC
Country.
Three.
Okay.
Right.
Do you want to set this up?
Yeah. On Saturday, John Cusack was in town. He was hosting a screening of Say Anything, his movie with Ione Skye.
You ever see that?
1989.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Got the famous scene with him standing outside of her house. With a boombox?
I'm aware of that. And yesterday was his birthday.
Yes.
So I did have what was pointed out to me to be a pretty serious oversight. I've never been a fan of his, mm-hmm. but he was in Con Air. Now, I think that mm-hmm. was like the least Cusack role he ever had, or he wasn't just some mealy-mouthed, you know, sad sack lover. But I will admit I left that out yesterday on his birthday.
I'd like to stop down the show and have a 15-minute debate about Hot Tub Time Machine, but Tom Gribble
yeah.
is here in studio with a brand new 1920s reporter.
Yeah, guy. Fair.
So Saturday he's at Fair Park Music Hall doing this screening, and after the screening of the movie, he opens it up to questions and answers from the audience. So Hawkeye and I thought, oh, well, this is an opportunity to have Scoops Callahan come back
even
to
on a Saturday. This is how much this guy cares about radio.
Grinder.
Even on a Saturday.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm a grinder.
All right, so shall we play it?
And what makes it even better, Hawkeye and Michelle, after this whole decision was made for Scoops Callahan to show up, they got asked to moderate the whole thing. So Hawkeye is on stage with Cusack, and Michelle has the microphone in front of me.
Is he saying Cusack weird?
I've always said John Cusack, but
okay.
I've never
you just
met
want
the
to
guy.
Say, are you trying to drop in coos? You're not allowed to do that on the... Anyway. Here we go. All right, play it now.
Go ahead.
All right.
Scoops Callahan from 96.3, John. Welcome to Big D.
Hello, I didn't understand a word of that. It sounded kind of like he's Chinese.
Far from it. Yeah, Scoops Callahan here.
What did he say?
Excuse me, but are you Chinese or something like that, right?
No,
you can't. It's hard. It's hard to make out of some of this from his end because the acoustics in there are pretty rough.
Yeah, okay.
From Dallas, John. As the cats meow with a silver screen in the ballyhoo and golden age of the talkies, which of the biggest butter and egg men in the roaring 20s do you think are the bee's knees like yourself? Douglas Fairbanks, Buster Keaton, or that funny little tramp, Charlie Chaplin?
Do we have a translator?
What did he say?
Do you have a translator?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton. Did I get that right?
That's right. They're the bee's knees, just like you, sir.
I can't understand what he's saying either.
Who you like the best? Yes.
Well, I like the best between Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, and Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Well, certainly, I think probably Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin.
That's copacetic.
How can you choose?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Scoops Callahan.
Nervous Michelle.
So, yeah, like,
yeah.
Does she understand where you've done that? That's the thing. This wasn't a high danger.
No.
Situation. This wasn't nearly your best work.
No, they were nervous though, being the moderators. So somehow they would be held responsible.
Right. Like, would his handler be mad? Like, cause you've dealt with Nate Ewell from the Washington Capitals.
Oh, yeah.
He never, sure. Hawkeye's a beloved guy. And used to everybody throwing roses at him, but Tom is used to
being ejected.
The bullets flying, yeah.
Yes, being
Why
removed.
Are you yelling, you're a foot from me.
That's okay, right. So can we hear some? Obviously, well, Mickelson's. We're trying to figure out, and certainly this to put it in this form sucks, but I'll do it anyway. A Mount Rushmore of Tom Gribble, 1920s reporter's guy. Anyway, Mickelson, I have Peyton Manning.
Champ, was the key to winning today's tournament bringing out the old Billy Baru and sinking those putts like a Tommy gun on Valentine's Day?
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
Scoops Callahan from the ticket here, Phil. Congratulations.
Thank you, Scoops. It was a fun round, and to birdie the last hole to win by one was an awesome feeling. Scoops.
Thank you, champ.
Shot from behind the trees. See, there's always then the real sports guy that wants to ask a what
case,
about that shot on eight?
Joe Trahan.
Yeah, Trahan jumps in. Yep.
But that also wasn't high danger. It's definitely high comedy.
Well, a little bit, because I heard he was really angry the day before. He didn't do well, and he just took it out on the media.
Won the tournament.
But he had won, $1 million on that last hole.
Yeah, so whatever's happening is good. But I've always been a big fan of the high danger. Like,
I know you have. Yes, you
my
have.
Very favorite one probably is Peyton Manning. I don't know if we can find that, but before, hold on. Because at the time this happened, so Peyton Manning had never won a Super Bowl. And that was, as we do with sports, right? It's the knock against him is, he can put up a lot of stats. He can win some games.
No rings.
He doesn't have what it takes. And in this particular year, the Cowboys weren't even that great, as I remember. But it was Bill Parcells was the coach. Peyton Manning and the Colts come in here. They're either 10 or 11-0. So it's typical. He's doing great. The team is doing great. But here's a big game, certainly nationally televised. It's against the Cowboys. The spotlight is on you. And then he lost. They failed to this team that's not as good as them. And it just seemed like more of the, see, anytime the spotlight is up,
yep,
Peyton Manning can't win.
Same old Peyton.
And now this isn't a press conference either. This is in the locker room. So we've got 50 reporters crowded around. They're shoving their arms out with their recording devices, trying to get every word that Peyton says. And Tom has to work his way in there with all of these serious, I need a serious answer on what happened on 3rd and 5. What happened on that pass that got intercepted?
Peyton, what does this say about the team's ability to succeed?
Yeah, everybody's low-talking.
Yeah.
And then this guy shows up, and I don't think Peyton responds to you with anything but a steely, cold stare.
A scowl, yes.
And the rest of the media will fall in line behind the superstar. If the superstar was like, ha ha, that's fun. The rest of the media, yeah, we're into this too. But no, if he's pissed at you, the rest of the media is pissed at you. Here's Tom Gribble many years ago with Peyton Manning.
Hopefully be a better football team for Philly next week.
Champ, the Dallas defense gave your boys the 23 skidoo all night long. What were they doing to play like the cat's pajamas?
Okay, so obviously that was taken just from our show because you hear Donovan giggling in the background. and then, yes.
Hey, Peyton.
Yes.
A reporter ready to go right to a sports question.
And what you can't see is the Colts media relations guy on the far side of the locker room making his way around the press. Yeah, to come over to confront me.
Did you escape?
I escaped because I didn't want him taking my phone.
You were confronted on your very first one with Gretzky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have Gretzky? Oh, we played that,
right? We played that.
And then another favorite. Now, it's not high danger. But I think one of the more famous ones, right? Obviously, Popovich has been fun because the TNT guys will pick up on that and comment on you. But we think the final ever question in a press conference to perhaps the greatest NBA coach of all time was asked by you.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
It was after a terrible, one of the worst games he's probably ever coached, right?
The Mother's Day Massacre.
2011. The Lakers, who were pretty much the favorites to maybe even go repeat again.
Sure.
They had won two titles in a row.
Yeah.
Until they come to Dallas. They're down 3-0. Yes. Then on Mother's Day, a Sunday, they just get throttled. The Mavs win by 40 or something like that. And then he's answering questions. And this was the last game of his career, it would turn out to be. I don't know that we knew that beforehand. But here's 1920s reporter guy.
Champ, being a Hall of Famer like the legendary Bonnie, Marty, Mike Cedrin, and having more rings than Douglas Fairbanks, even has Oscars,
bingo,
you have to ultimately take a lot of pride in knowing that you and your Cajun career were nothing but the bee's knees.
Amen. Thank you very much.
See, if he treated it lightly, the media laughs.
That's
yeah,
right. That's right.
If Belichick gives you a one word next, the media also is ready to move on from this clown who is making a mockery of what we do here.
Boy, you might owe some mailbox money to the family of Douglas Fairbanks too.
Yeah,
clearly just ask Jeeves. 20 celebrities.
You're right. Feels like Douglas Fairbanks was in fact the bee's knees.
He was a major player. Yes.
All right. Well, way to go.
Thank you. I'm glad I was finally able to get a new one in the hopper. It's been a while.
That's right. Well, you got Ezekiel Duran just down the down I-30. I'm going to grab him sometime.
That'd be awesome.
Well, thanks, Tom Flakeboy Gribble. You want to promote anything?
Yeah. In fact, we're going to have Jonah Heim on the show, on our show, Hawkeye in the Morning at 8:10 tomorrow.
Call him the Heim Man, but say it real fast, will you?
Okay, yeah. We'll do that.
Do you think he'll do? Hawkeye will do that for us?
I doubt it.
All right.
I seriously doubt it.
All right. Well, tune in to Jonah Heim.
That's right.
That seems like a. And tomorrow we're going to have Lori Morgan on the show. All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.